Good morning.
I got a question for you.
Do you know what today is?
Yes.
Wednesday.
Hump day.
Get over that hump.
Hump day.
Hey, speak about a hump.
Are you guys ready to get started?
My hump. My hump. My
don't,
hump.
Don't do that, Sean.
My hump.
No.
My hump.
No.
Check it out.
It's hump day.
You're missing it later.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Cue the intro.
This is going to be legendary.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Easy in, easy in. It's not going to be legendary. But it is the day before St. Patrick's Day.
Hey.
What?
Yes, it is going to be legendary.
The best songs on the radio.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yesterday at this time, we said beware of the Ides of March. Today is everything you do is right day. So it's all the decisions you decided not to make yesterday, Karina. You wouldn't reveal what they were. You just said you had, quote, tons of them.
Say I had a good nap.
Okay. Was that one of the decisions you made yesterday?
Nope, that's so I didn't make decisions.
Okay, you nap so you don't make it.
Yes.
Okay, today is just the opposite. You're supposed to make those decisions you may have put off yesterday in the Ides of March.
I'm always right. Is that what I said?
Yeah, everything you do is right day. Make
isn't
for
that every
everything.
Day? For women?
Women. Just another reason why I'm divorced. All right, make for everything you did wrong yesterday. So it could be that, too. Like, you have to fix everything you done wrong yesterday.
Well, first half, I'm working, so, you know. But the second half, took the nap so I didn't have any regrets. There you go.
Love the plan. I think I do that every day, actually. I'm not sure. I'm too busy falling asleep. All right, speaking of decisions, Punxsutawney Phil said 6 more weeks of winter.
And that little dirty rodent was correct.
Yeah, so why is there so much hate on Facebook?
He got it in there one humdinger last weekend with the snow, and then he's like, yes, I'm free.
And people are saying, I'm going to kill that rodent if I find him. I was like, hey, he said 6 more weeks, and it's snowing. There you go. But you mentioned the forecast.
10 days of nothing but mid-50s all the way up to 70.
70?
Above freezing for most of those nights, so I don't think we can complain too much there.
No.
But I'm sure somebody will.
That's what Facebook is for, people bitching. Anyway, Phil, you got it right, right?
They say he's only right 40%, but this is the first year I actively put a reminder in so I could check him.
Spring is here.
Yeah, I don't know what Phil's going to do next year with all the not springing forward anymore, so I don't know. That might mess up his whole mojo.
That's another topic. We'll talk about the fact that daylight saving time could be a permanent thing, which would be good. But
I don't understand
Phil,
why we ever did it anyway, but you said it was for the farmers. But
yeah, it goes back hundreds and hundreds of years in the Farmer's Almanac and all that, but yeah, let's keep it where it is now.
Yes, I like my 8 o'clock desk looking outside.
Instead of springing forward and falling back, I'll just roll out of bed the same old way.
W-Q-K-X. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yesterday, Karina came up with a great idea calling March Madness March Sadness when you lose.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have a new feature coming up.
I'm a loser, baby.
So why don't you tell me to go home? Anyway, we'll talk more about the NCAA tournament, and so will Jimmy Kimmel with a late-night soundbite. It's on the way.
Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX.
The NCAA basketball tournament is underway. This is that special time of the year when the whole country comes together to gather around our televisions and ask, what the hell channel number is True TV?
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
I ask unanimous consent that the Rubio substitute amendment at the desk be considered and agreed to.
Is there objection?
Objection, so ordered.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Madam President. And
yes.
As the day goes on, I look forward to others will be coming to the floor here in a moment. You'll see it's an eclectic collection of members of the United States Senate in favor of what we've just done here in the Senate, and that's to pass a bill to make a daylight savings time permanent.
Okay, that seems to be a lot of talk for, let's just keep the clock where it's at, okay? We could be in the time zone we are in right now forever.
I'm okay with it. The world's getting confusing enough as it is. And twice a year we have these yahoos on Facebook going, we should fall back. No, we're springing forward, but I appreciate your effort.
I lit that guy up. I really shouldn't have. He posted a picture of Cher. It's time to turn back time. I said, no, it's not. You fall back, you spring ahead, moron. I guess he got a little upset with me. A couple days later, a lady posted a picture of Devo, and it said, move forward. Move ahead. I was like, that's it. But now we won't have to do that if we stay in daylight saving time forever, I think it would be cool.
And there's a few pros and cons I just looked up on the fly here. It says,
okay.
Daylight savings is no longer daylight hours promote safety. So basically lower car accidents. That's a pro.
Oh.
One of the cons is that it's bad for your health.
Why?
Changing sleeping patterns even by 1 hour goes against a person's natural circadian rhythms.
Oh, that's a bunch of bull. I mean, you know, here's one thing. The people that put posts on the day after say, I lost my hour of sleep. Like, two nights later, they'll go out partying all night long, and they'll be all, oh, I'm so tired. I was partying last night.
You didn't just catch a flight from Australia. Come
yeah,
on
yeah
now,
exactly. Literally. You're not on the red eye. Just get over it.
Another pro is that it's good for the economy, which this is probably a good one, because it does get people out more later in the evening.
Okay.
The con is that it drops productivity because everybody's out shopping.
What?
Promotes active lifestyles, again, because it's later
yeah.
at night and it's still
okay.
sunny. Huh. And then, but it's, the con is that it's expensive.
It's expensive to sit on your porch
changing
at 7 o'clock at night?
It says changing clocks cost Americans $1.7 billion in lost opportunity cost. Average hourly wages, meaning
okay.
like 10 or so minutes spent moving it. Really?
Are you kidding me? You saw me change the clock in my office yesterday. It took me 30 seconds to change the time and a minute and a half to put it on the wall again.
Clearly in this building, no one wanted to waste those 10 minutes.
And that was years ago. It was just amazing.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
You have to play a game to get into the tournament. And it's all part of March Madness. When you lose,
it's very sad.
It's very sad, Karina. Yes. I agree. Because when you lose, you go home.
And then it's March sadness.
It is March sadness.
Here's some cheese for that wine.
A feature like you've never heard before. Coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Sure, you might call it March Madness. But how would you like to lose the play-in games? That makes you filled with sadness. Morgan in the Morning with a brand new feature. March Sadness with Karina Carr. Two play-in games last night?
Yes.
What happened? Try to keep yourself together.
Our very first two losers.
Okay.
Texas A&M, Corpus Christi.
Yeah, not Texas A&M, but actually an offshoot of Texas yeah. A&M. That would be the Corpus Christi campus.
Are you making this up?
But no, I'm not. It's like saying Penn State Hazleton, right? It's not. It's Penn State, but not really.
Which one?
All right, okay.
And Wyoming.
Wyoming lost. They were, aren't they the like Broncos or something? Weren't they supposed to win? But we already have.
That's why it's so sad. They were supposed to win.
It is very sad. Every morning. During March Madness.
Will make you sad.
Sadness. March Sadness.
Where's the tissues?
With Karina Carr.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Can we get this sponsored by Kleenex or something? Wouldn't that be great?
Valium.
Well, whatever. You know, a lot of morning radio shows don't do stuff like this. That's what puts us on top. But also a lot of radio shows do stupid news. We don't do that. We want to teach a lesson in life.
Yes, and we say,
and there it is.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We're working our way toward news. Coming up next, Mark will be doing that. You done with your yogurt, buddy?
I am. Thank you.
Did you hear about
wait,
the
wait. You can't just randomly drop that. You're
why?
Very regimented. Every day, he Mark Lawrence has
same
yogurt.
Time.
Yes, so well, that's why.
It's 6:46, give or take.
Well, you're running late.
All right, just 6:46, yeah. But anyway.
New trend.
Okay.
Drinking this fish tank cleaner
Methylene
will
blue.
Actually stop the aging process.
I think President Trump set a bad example when he started taking hydrochloroquine prophylactically.
We say, and there it is.
Okay, they're calling them social media influencers. Really? And what is this stuff called again? Methylene blue. It actually is
a dye used in fish tank cleaning, and it offers an array an array of health benefits.
What?
Methylene blue is not harmless. It can cause destruction of red blood cells in people with G6PD deficiency, causing potentially life-threatening hemolysis. Has an FDA warning because it interacts with people's antidepressants to cause something called serotonin syndrome, which means potentially fatal as well. Not to mention it can discolor your skin and bodily fluids.
Okay, so do we need to play all that medical stuff again, Karina? I don't think so.
I'm now worried about the future of this country even more. I'm going to be so screwed in the nursing home.
Does the influencer make you a better person?
Yeah, exactly.
And the answer would be
no.
There's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX, Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Working our way toward news. Is Mark done with the yogurt?
He's left the building.
He's running a little late. Yeah. News is coming up next to check on the sports with Rob, the Sports Center, and AccuWeather. On the other side, the good news. There was an avalanche in Colorado the other day, and a dog was presumed dead until he turned up.
Such good news.
Yes.
Most people don't survive hours after that. So
exactly. And we all know that dogs know how to dig holes in your yard,
right?
But this guy's digging his way out. You know. So anyway, cool story. Also, funny things happened in a library. And no, we're not talking Dagenstein Community Library or any of those great libraries in Snyder County. This happened in New Zealand. The library was closed, but they forgot to lock the door. And people still use the library the next day.
Did they return those books?
I hope so.
WQKX 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Love a lot of good news, including dogs, which never gets old. And this one was presumed dead in an avalanche in Colorado and then found alive and healthy.
Miraculously, the dog survived and made it back to Monarch Pass after spending a couple of nights out in very, very cold weather. The best thing you could try to do is, you know, not lose sight of them. Of course, we'll never know exactly what happened to this dog. Only the dog will know that story.
I wouldn't know which way was up or down, but that dog clearly sniffed it out, if you know what I mean.
That's good news. That's very good news. A library in New Zealand was supposed to be closed for one of their national holidays, but somebody left the doors unlocked. That could be scary, right? No, people in New Zealand are pretty trustworthy. 400 people used the library that day. How did you know? Well, a lot of them checked out books with their automated system. And there wasn't anybody there. They came in, they checked out their books or returned their books, and they went home.
And when they come back the next day, there'll be a librarian with a ruler smacking all their hands.
Perhaps, but it's still good news. Hey, here's some good news. Geisinger is thanking a Selinsgrove woman for her latest contribution to improve its children's behavioral health services. A $1 million donation from Susan McDowell.
Wow.
To help the kids out that are Geisinger patients.
That's very cool.
That's very cool, and that's very good news.
Absolutely.
If your local group has something for us, just let us know, and we'll share it with everyone.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning, next.
We're coming back with Late Night TV, a double dose, Fallon and Seth this time around.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill to make daylight savings time permanent. Oh! I don't think people were this happy when Pfizer announced they had a vaccine. And like...
In honor of St. Patrick's Day, Krispy Kreme will release four new flavors of donuts, though if you really want to honor the Irish, I think you do no flavor.
Me now.
Just boil the corned beef till there's no flavor. My mom and my grandma did that for years.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yes. Wolfgang Van Halen is 31 years old today.
All right. Okay. Son of Eddie, I think. You know, I never even saw a picture of him. I know all about him and stuff, and I just never ever saw a picture of him. I have to go look him up.
Here's someone you won't recognize even if you had a picture of her. Lauren Graham is 55 today. She was the mom on the Gilmore Girls. I love that show.
I do. I love her.
Wait, did you actually love that show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hated it. Let's move on.
It's just, there it is.
It's just another
there
reason.
You have it.
It's another reason why I'm divorced. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
You know the Gilmore Girls? You can still watch that show 100 times a day.
Sure.
What the hell?
It's available for streaming like everything else. All royalties.
Yes, it is. All right, Fave of Fave.
Okay, I know him.
63 yeah. years old.
Did he still wear a clock around his neck? Now
did he turn
63?
His clock ahead? I don't know.
Ah, there's a question.
It's going to be useless next year.
Well, just keep it at the same true. Time, Flava. Yeah. And we're doing TV humor. This one goes back away. Eric Estrada is 73
oh
years old.
Oh, my. Seven? Oh, good grief.
No way. Wow.
What was his name? Ponch?
Ponch. Ponch. Yes. Very good. Glenn Hall. Very good.
Ponch.
Ponch on Chips.
Yeah. Which now he's just Ponch because he's got a big belly.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
I'm telling you, we need to go do trivia with this
clean house. Oh, yeah. I'm a font of useless knowledge.
Okay, we'll just drink and leave her in the corner.
What did Chips stand for?
California Highway Patrol. Okay. Well, something like that. I don't know.
More trivia with Lynn Hall coming up later.
Oh, my goodness.
On the show. Hey, I hear that music, and that means it must be time for the local celebs. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
Yeah. Ashley Desjardins is 30 years old today.
Barb Krager from Sunbury is 64. Happy birthday.
Brittany Heinzelman's from Sunbury. She's 32 today.
Hey, happy birthday to Cassie Smith from Millerstown. She's 24.
Emily Willis from Sunbury is 27.
Frank Coyle, 47 today. Happy birthday, Frank.
Happy birthday to Gary Reno from Middleburg, 55.
Jennifer Young from Middleburg is 51. Happy birthday.
Kathleen Johnson from Lewisburg, 61 today.
Happy birthday. Now I'm getting funny messages on the screen. Rick Ekman is 65 years old. He wants me to contact him at Ricky@6... No, never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind. No. Happy birthday.
Shannon Park, maybe from Sunbury, maybe from Norrie, is 44.
Shirley Stevenson's from Norrie. She's 59 today.
Stacey Miller is from nowhere, but she's 52.
Tina Dilser from Unityville is 49. Happy birthday. And a personal shout out to my sister Mel Carr. Her birthday today, 43. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying that. And then Tyler Hendricks, also your mom, Cassandra, texted in on our Facebook message. 11 years old. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
11. Where does that put you in about third grade, I guess? Probably on the way to school right now.
Sure. I guess I'm getting old because I had to do the math there.
I know. I was confused also. It's all right.
Something like that. Hey, you could use that Facebook Messenger thing. You could use the Ford Fun Line. You could scratch it on the back of a shovel and drop it off. We don't care.
On the back of a shovel.
Wow.
A little Abe Lincoln humor there.
And you can hit Tom with it later.
And smack him as he comes out the door. Yes.
There you have it. Each and every day at this time.
Birthday buddies.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKS. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Okay, we got two cuts for you to listen to now, Mom, as you drive the kids to school or you're driving to work. But both aren't real funny, but you might get at least, you think, a little chuckle?
Maybe just a little.
Maybe just one? Did you know there's a disease out there that'll make your nose fall off? Let's go right to the Voldemort story from Harry Potter, right?
I was watching Harry Potter and I realized something. You see, I noticed that Voldemort doesn't actually have a nose.
Mm-mm.
And then I remembered that there's actually a disease out there that can cause you to lose your nose specifically.
No way.
And I know you're not going to look like Voldemort, but you can actually have your nose fall off if you don't get this condition treated.
Oh?
And if you're wondering what that disease is, I guarantee you, you've heard of it before.
Yeah?
It's called syphilis.
Oh, I thought it was use of cocaine. Silly me.
Penicillin, please.
Yeah, and lots of it. That's an actual doctor doing that video. He's not joking around, but he's a doctor / Harry Potter freak. There you have it.
Speaking of doctors, I got one telling the truth. Everybody's trying to make it all eco-friendly and don't touch anything. Well, apparently, they're not as clean as you think, those Dyson hand dryers in the public restrooms.
Yo, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but those hand dryers in public restrooms are extremely disgusting.
What?
And there have been actual studies done on those hand dryers to see if they spread bacteria. And spoiler alert, they tend to spread more bacteria compared to just towels.
You know, go back to my day when there was that machine with like maybe 50 miles of towel in it, and you'd dry your hands and then you'd pull it down.
I saw that on a meme.
I live that meme.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K. WQKN 94KX.
Tomorrow morning is going to be a special morning, Karina Carr.
I'm excited.
This is something we wanted to do 2 years ago, pre-COVID, and then the nation got shut down. So it's happening tomorrow morning at McGregan's Irish Pub by the tracks there. What do they call it? Cameron Park, Sunbury. Why am I talking like my grandmother?
I don't know, but apparently we're the resident leprechauns, and now I know why. Not just because we're both Irish, because you're talking like that. You're going to have to do that all day tomorrow. You have to talk like that.
I don't know if I can hold it all morning long, but I'll tell you what. I had one grandmother from Ireland. She came over when she was about 10 years old. And then my other grandmother was from Scotland. She came over when she was 12 years old. And the accents are so close, except you roll your R's a lot if you're from Scotland. So to me, what's wrong with you, Tommy? Tomorrow morning, whatever you're doing, it is St. Patrick's Day, and make it a point to work your way into downtown Sunbury for a real good Irish breakfast. We start at 6.
Yes. And then they had a great breakfast from 7 to 9, which you don't want to miss. And just Killian Reds and Guinness on tap. It's going to be a great time. And if you've got to go to work, I mean, we might be able to give you a few excuses why maybe you should play hooky.
No? Excuses?
Mm-hmm.
Signed, Dr. Mick Morgan. I like it. I mean, we could do that for you.
And it's PA Mick Carr.
I don't know if it'll hold up in court.
But if you're there, we promise we will not put your picture on Facebook and rat you out. You will be in the Irish Protection Program.
Live from the front window of McGuigan's.
That's not the only thing we got going on.
Oh, no. I mean, we're gonna spend the whole morning show at McGuigan's, and then later in the day, we're going down 61, yep. And we're going to Whispering Oaks Winery.
Patty's party, baby. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and Kerstetter Band is back again this year.
Yeah, we're going to need a nap and go to bed early tonight.
Ah,
amateurs.
St. Patrick's Day, it comes only once a year, my dear. We'll see you tomorrow morning in Sunbury, and then later in Sunbury.
Slap on the green and join us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Imagine having labor pains while you're in a recording session. I don't know how she did it. We've got details. Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. We've got details coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning.
QKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
You think they maybe edited some things then?
Yeah, maybe. A few choice words.
Waiting on a miracle.
In digital HD. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You ladies, this is for you. Oh, and you Disney lovers. Yeah, this is for you as well. Men, I've always said that men, if you feel hopeless when your wife is having a baby or your significant other, that's the way you should feel, okay? Mm-hmm. Because your part was the fun part and the easy part. If your wife is having a baby and you're sitting there or standing there looking like a dope, it's because pretty much you are. I mean, you can't do anything right during labor.
Honestly, this is why they say women have the babies. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I'm fine with that.
I've never liked you more than I do right now.
It was like I didn't even want to be in the same room.
Well, I actually think my mom's very smart. Of course, my sister and I, biological sisters, adopted together. And I always say mom was smart because she had a 2-for-1 special and no stretch mark.
Wow.
We talk about strength.
This is like a plug for adoption right here. I like it. I like it a lot. So anyway, Disney freaks, you're wondering, how do I work into all this? You love the movie El Canto, however you're saying it. But there's a song in that movie called Waiting for a Miracle.
Ironic.
I don't hear any grunting, do you?
Nope.
Is the song more than 3 minutes long? I don't hear any screaming.
Sounds like a normal recording session to me.
How close are the contractions, I might wonder? Stephanie Beatrice was in labor when she recorded this song. Can you believe it?
She didn't want to say anything because she didn't want anybody to freak out. Well, clearly she did not. And she was no longer waiting on that miracle. It was happening.
And that miracle was happening while she was singing. That story is amazing.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Country legend Dolly Parton announced that she will remove her name from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot. But Dolly is not going to like this. They're replacing her on the ballot with Jolene.
After more than 2 years, Costco is dropping its pandemic shopping hours that were reserved just for seniors.
Yep, Costco said, we feel it's once again safe for seniors to be stampeded for toilet paper.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Are you getting in your steps today? How many, 10,000?
I don't know. I have one of those thingamajigs, sorry.
Well, maybe those thingamajigs are not a good idea. Coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started, especially if you have one of them smartwatches that's counting your steps.
You know,
one would think that, you know, 10,000 steps per day, it's a pretty good thing, right?
Well, at least it was till the pandemic when everybody was stuck at home and the goal was more like 500 steps.
Okay. Well, new research from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst found that 10,000 steps is a myth, but there is an ideal number to hit, and that number is actually less.
Yay!
It's getting to be like between 6,000 and 8,000 a day.
That study concluded that striving for that range reduces the risk of early death for people that are 6 years older, Tom, by 54%, and walking more than 8,000 steps doesn't actually do a darn thing.
I know, I'm thinking like maybe you could get hurt, right?
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, this was comprehensive research. It involved over 15 studies on walking and mortality, covering almost 50,000 people across four continents. So this is the real thing.
If you take your phone to the bathroom, you're halfway there.
WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
It's a Wednesday at the wash.
My
we do this every day.
Filthy.
No, your car's ugly. Do we have to get into this again?
You have everybody thinking I'm like the Beverly Hillbillies, like having out in this car that's like got a couch
like
on
that.
Top of
it. Maybe close to that, except it's a roller skate on wheels.
Look, I'm not judging. Prius or a Cadillac. I don't care. Wash your dang car. And you can.
By texting the word WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330 to get this week's WASH code.
All with Ultimate Express Car Wash, and you can get yourself the $20 gift card, and it's good for Seals Grove, Danville, and Williamsport locations. So again, it's WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot is next, and believe it or not, if you're driving down the road and see a guy that looks like Rod Stewart in an orange vest filling potholes, it might actually be Rod Stewart in an orange vest filling potholes.
We really need him to come to Pennsylvania.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans is on the way next, Alicia Taylor this afternoon, Sam Tyler tonight. That's the way we roll. Remember, tomorrow morning, we'll see you at McGuigan's in downtown Sunbury.
Absolutely. Going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you. Where are you? Green, great Irish breakfast, lots of Killian Red, lots of beer, lots of fun. Even if you gotta go to work, come say hi.
Yeah, just say hi and grab an Irish coffee or whatever. It's all good.
Bang on the window, scare the crap out of us, honk your horn, whatever.
See you tomorrow morning right at the tracks there in Cameron Park. That should be a good time. We leave you with a parting shot every day. That pothole in your neighborhood, nobody's gonna be fixing it soon. Maybe I should fix it myself. Well, take Rod Stewart. Yeah, that Rod Stewart. He was getting tired of the potholes, and he was also tired of hitting potholes with his Ferrari.
That's a hard problem to have.
Yeah, so he decided to fix the potholes himself. Yeah, so he grabbed a shovel with the help of a crew and a dump truck full of asphalt, and he patched the potholes himself.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.